in Post, Texas, which is a small town about 30 miles southeast of Lubbock, there is an old vaudeville house that got turned into a movie theater and then eventually opened as the Post Garza Theater. And the original guy who opened it, whose name was Will McCreary, was an actor who went off to Broadway and did a lot of Broadway work. And then eventually, in his retirement years, came back to this small town because it was where he was from. And he took this theater and he opened it and he made it, you know, sort of a community theater. It was often using people who were local in the shows. And people would drive down from Lubbock and up from Odessa, and it would be like a big thing to go have dinner and go see a show there. I worked there when I was in high school. And got to know Will fairly well. And then I went off to college, and when I came back, he had died. And he was, I think, the first person I ever knew who died from AIDS that I actually knew. But at the time, they were still calling it pneumonia, and they were still calling it everything but that because it was such a just not done to call it death by AIDS yet. It was very early on in the AIDS epidemic. And in that part of Texas, you didn't even want to admit to being gay, much less having gotten AIDS. And so I came back into town and he died and I went to his funeral. And it wasn't more than 6 months later, I came back for Christmas or the next holiday and I began to hear stories about the theater being haunted. And most people believed the haunting was Will, that he wanted this theater to work so much that even after he had died, he was still roaming around. It was true that, like I said, it was a community theater, and so it was often high school students and you know, and people who had never been on stage before who were doing shows there.